The Choice, Chapter 2. A Hard Choice. Mr. Craig listened attentively as Giselle told him about Ziggy's need for a dog sitter and the $1,200 she would receive so she could go to Norway and visit her aunt.
"Well, Giselle, that sure is an enticing offer. Norway is a beautiful country. I spent a few weeks there when I was in college."
"I don't know what to do now," Giselle sighed, shaking her head. "I wish I could do both."
"Ha! Then you would be God himself," laughed Mr. Craig. "Sorry, dear, but you can only be in one place at a time. Each of these opportunities requires a significant commitment, and you will have to make a decision."
After supper that night, Giselle sat with her parents, explaining her dilemma. "I really want to go to Norway, but to travel to lots of new places and to be on stage and with my best friend Anna, oh, this is so hard," she moaned. "I don't know what to pick."
"Right now, you're still smothered in feelings," said her dad. "Feelings alone will never help you make a good decision. Feelings are kind of like being inside of a dream. You may feel super happy or terribly frightened while you're having one, but once you wake up, you don't let the dream decide how you'll spend your day. You know it's not real. So let's wake you up to reality, set your feelings aside, and go through some steps that will help you make the best choice." He took a piece of paper and folded it in half. On one side he wrote, "Norway," and on the other side he wrote, "Drama Team." They made a list of all the good things that Giselle could think of for each opportunity. Under Norway, she wrote, "See Aunt Wendy, climb mountains, swim in the Norwegian Sea, ride ferry boats, visit museums, castles, islands, and waterfalls." Under Drama Team, she wrote, "Visit 3 states and 2 countries, which included sightseeing, plane rides to Haiti and Mexico, lots of performances, and Anna." "Now, let's list any problems or negative things you can think of." For Norway, she had 3 hours a day of dog care plus extra on weekends, missing Anna, who would be with the drama team, and missing next summer's soccer camps. For drama team, she listed missing Christmas and Easter with my family, no spring soccer, gone 12 weekends, long bus rides. And both lists included trying to keep up her good grades at school. "So far," her mom said while glancing at the list, "you've written down things that seem good and bad for you. Now let's think of these opportunities the way God does. Why would he want you to go to Norway or to be on the drama team? We never want to make decisions without looking at what is important to him. Remember what the Bible says, 'Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.'" The three of them worked on this one together. Under Norway, they listed helping Ziggy out so he could go to Alaska and work after having no job for a year, and spending time with Aunt Wendy, who lived alone and adored Giselle. For drama team, they wrote sharing the message of God's love to hundreds of people, learning how to share her own love for God when talking to kids, seeing the needs of people in poor countries, and learning to be very disciplined with her time. "Is this helping, Giselle?" asked her mom. "Do you have a clearer picture of what each opportunity offers so you have more than just feelings to guide your decision?"
"Yes, but it's still a hard choice."
"One more thing," added her dad. "No matter what you decide, each one will require a commitment from you. A commitment is an agreement with yourself to do what you said you would do to the best of your ability until it's over. Don't commit to something unless you intend to finish it."
Giselle took the list and trudged slowly to her room, remembering her mom's words. "Seek his will, he will show you."